Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. Obviously, a very important day in American history. A lot of patriotic events going on around town and around the country. The most important being that we never forget what this day is all about. And I will guarantee you, everyone listening to this show knows exactly where they were and what they were doing when we first heard or saw what was going on in New York and the Pentagon in Shanksburg, Pennsylvania, that awful day, September 11th, 2001. I was taking a tour about a year later of New York City, and I took the NBC Studios tour. And they were walking us through the lobby where they had overhead monitors showing highlights from the many, many years, 60 years, I believe, of the NBC Today Show. And they happened to show the clip of Katie Couric and Matt Lauer introducing the show, going, and it's a beautiful Tuesday morning here in New York City, Tuesday, September 11, 2001, and everybody stopped and gasped because they knew in about 1 hour after that pronouncement, the world would change forever. Or as Alan Jackson said and sang, where were you when the world stopped turning? Well, on today's September 11th show, we're going to talk with Jake Jackson from Yavapai College Police. They have a big bike rodeo coming up promoting safe riding, and there's some prizes involved too. Also, we'll have on today's show, April Manchester Miller. She is starring in the new PCA stage production of Anything Goes. We've had April on before. And then to close the show today, an interview with New York Times children's books editor Maria Russo. She has a new book that she has written called How to Raise a Reader and hopefully get your kid off the doggone smartphone and into the whole new world of reading. You know, this is Wednesday, of course, and it's kind of peculiar on this Movie Wednesday that at the Western Wednesdays at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona, they have the John Wayne classic, The Searchers. Well, also tonight at the Prescott Elks Theater, they have The Searchers. So these things sometimes happen. You get two or three different ways to see the film. So keep that in mind. Diamondbacks baseball tonight, this afternoon, actually at 4 o'clock, right after Ben Shapiro, and then they'll have a morning game tomorrow, 10 a.m. pregame, 10:10 first pitch tomorrow, and so that'll be the end of that road trip for the D-backs. Hey, stay tuned. I've got Jake Jackson right around the corner. We're going to talk about bikes and a bike rodeo coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Cash for Clunkers is back, right now at Lamb Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. If you missed out last time because your vehicle didn't qualify, now's your chance. We'll give you a minimum of $2,500 for your trade towards any new or used purchase, even if you have to push it, pull it, or tow it in. No money down? Your clunker is your down payment. If you have an old car sitting around, now's the time to turn it into cash. Bothered by past credit problems? Don't worry, we're experts at arranging financing. Our finance department has built long-time relationships with lenders that can help you get into a newer, more reliable vehicle. Don't wait another day to rebuild your credit. Remember, time doesn't repair credit. Only credit repairs credit, so don't waste another minute. Dust off that clunker and turn it into cash during Lamb Nissan's Cash for Clunkers going on now. Go to LambNissan.com to find your newer used vehicle and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Conditions may apply. OAC, see dealer for details. Offer expires September 30th, 2019. At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Thank you for calling Patriot Disposal. This is Jim. How may I help you?
Jim, I don't use your service. I have another company, and I just got my trash bill today, and oh, I'm so hopping mad. Do you charge a monthly regulatory fee?
No.
Administrative?
No.
Environmental?
No. In fact, with our own SmartStream Recycle technology, our recycle service at Patriot Disposal is free.
Free recycling? No monthly fees? Okay, Jim, sign me up with Patriot Disposal.
Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 207. Boy, there's a big event coming up Saturday at Yavapai College, the Prescott Campus main parking lot. It's the annual free bike rodeo and safety event. The Yavapai College Police Department is putting this on. We have Jake Jackson. He is an officer with the Yavapai College Police Department. Jake, welcome to the show. Before we get into what the bike rodeo is all about, you have a pretty interesting background yourself. Tell us about your career in law enforcement.
Well, thanks for having me, DJ. First of all, yeah, I'm about 22 years in law enforcement, retired back in 2017, and then came on board with the college. I've been a certified bike patrol officer since 1997, and they called upon me to utilize those talents around the college. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Yavapai College is all about empowering and educating our youth, and this is one of those facets that they are excited to promote out there in the community. So it's just a great event to be able to bring all these agencies at the table and get our kids more familiar with a lot of safety things.
Sure.
Wave some helmets, show them some pointers as far as safety. Because, you know, every year around 33 million children ride bicycles for close to 10 billion hours. That is if you can wrestle the video game controller.
Yeah. That's a whole nother show, indeed. Yeah. But, you know, it's great that kids are getting out and active on the bikes. What are some of the issues you see with kids when it comes to bike safety?
So there's a number of them. First of all, they aren't wearing helmets. Mm-hmm. You know, I read a statistic that 89% of kids between the ages of 5 and 19 years old, and they represent the majority that are showing up in the emergency rooms,
yep,
that are involved in these serious collisions, are not wearing helmets. So we're actually going to be giving away helmets at this bike rodeo. You know, it's a first-come, first-serve-on basis, and we're going to actually fit them, get them squared away with it, make sure it's properly fitted, and give them some pointers on that, not only to them, but to the parents that bring them along.
Mm-hmm.
That way, hopefully, they can ensure that they're being worn properly, because that's three-quarters of the battle with this.
Sure.
You know, the next thing is equipment check. We have high-gear bicycles that are going to be coming out, high-gear bike shop. And they're going to be participating, going through some bikes, making sure that they're in good working condition. And then we're going to have a number of skill stations where we have bike officers giving some pointers to these kids. So it's going to be an exciting event. We're going to be starting at about 10 a.m., going till 1. It's just going to be a great day.
Now, you personally have been involved with the bike rodeo for how long?
Many years. I've been doing it for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
This would be actually the fifth bike event this year that I participated in giving away helmets and promoting bike safety. So it's been a great time.
What age range do you get the kids participating in this bike rodeo?
Oh, we've had them from toddlers 2 years old all the way up to 12, 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So quite a age difference there, but you know, the whole goal here is to make kids safe and to promote,
sure,
community safety. So, you know, a lot of these agencies have come on board and really shown their support as far as making that happen in our community, which is a great thing.
You know, I see kids at the skate park at Ken Lindley Field. And I guess when you're that age, you're fearless and you're trying to impress girls. You don't want to wear a helmet or anything, but all it takes is one slip up, isn't it?
Yep, definitely. And, you know, I've been involved in several bike collisions, have you? I've fallen off my bike many a times, and I can't tell you how many times my helmet has saved me.
You know, I when it comes to a bike helmet, now I used to bike over 100 miles a week for many, many years. And when I lived in Los Angeles, I was doing the same thing. I was biking up and down Wilshire, Sunset, Pico, you name it, which is pretty much taking your life in your own hands. But I was also going faster than most motorists, so that was good, too, because of the traffic. But one thing I've always wondered about is when it comes to a helmet, I've seen a couple of bicyclists wearing helmets that look either like hockey goalie masks or like a football player's helmet with one face bar. Because if you have an accident or you blow a tire and you're sent flying, you just might land face first. How do you feel about helmets that have a cage or at least a face bar in front of them?
You know, those kind of helmets are specifically manufactured for a specific purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And if they block the child's view, the peripheral view, then it's not doing the child any good.
True.
Because increasing their awareness is one of our goals.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're oblivious. They're not checking the driveway and they're going out in the traffic. They don't know how to signal. They don't know how to dodge whatever debris might be in the roadway. So these are some of the things that we're going to be working on as far as helping to build some confidence and getting them some education with these skill stations at our bike rodeo.
And then you have the bicyclists in the streets who have the earbuds in and the music blaring real loud. They can't hear traffic coming up on them. On that note, Jake, another safety thing that I picked up on a long time ago, we all want to push helmets as much as we can. That's obvious. But one thing I think a lot of bicyclists aren't aware of, particularly if they're riding in the street, have a rear view mirror.
Yes.
Either on the bike or on your helmet, a third eye kind of mirror, because if you have to keep looking over your shoulder to see where the next car is coming up on you, you're taking your eye off the road, and that split second can cause an accident, can it?
Yeah, absolutely, and that is a good recommendation as far as having some equipment, especially if you're going to be right out in the traffic on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a rear flashing light, red light, not just a reflector, but a rear flashing light.
Get
that motorist's attention and to draw their attention to that rider.
And that's day or night, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because,
you
know, cyclists disappear into the mix, the vehicular traffic that's going on the roadways, so anything to draw the attention of the motorist and help promote, you know, that bike safety, that bike awareness. But not only that, giving them adequate space as opposed to, you know, getting within a couple feet of them, that's going to do nothing but terrorize that cyclist.
And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned the bicyclist who disappears in traffic, because motorists tend to, even if they make eye contact with you, they're not registering another vehicle. So they don't see a threat if you pull out. It's a threat to you on the bike, of course, because you're exposed. But I think a lot of motorists fall into this, call it a highway hypnosis, where they're only recognizing other vehicles and completely forgetting sometimes the bicyclist, the motorcyclist, the pedestrian, the kid on the scooter.
Yep.
That can be a dangerous situation, can it?
No, absolutely. And again, being visible, highly visible, and riding defensively, being predictable in your movements and all that. You know, these are the basic fundamentals that we're trying to build into these kids at this event. So, you know, again, that's just part of it.
Yeah. Now, I understand, too, that at the bike rodeo coming up this Saturday, by the way, it's from 10 to 1, right?
Yes, sir.
At the Yavapai College lot, Prescott Main Campus. You're also going to have prizes, a raffle, free food, and fingerprint ID kits.
Yes, sir. One of the agencies is going to be attending is going to be helping out with that. And then also Yavapai Sheriff's Office is going to be out there. And Deputy Do-Right, and I've even actually learned late breaking news that Ruff, our mascot,
the crime dog.
No, Ruff, the Rough Rider is actually.
Oh, the Rough Rider. Sorry.
Yeah, he's going to make an appearance as well.
I'm thinking of McGruff. I'm sorry. Yeah.
McGruff. Yeah.
I'm thinking of McGruff. Yeah.
No, so a lot of great things going to be happening: prizes, raffle, and a number of great things that. That these agencies are bringing forth as far as trying to build that education into these kids early on. So it's going to be a great event.
And also for parents who have car seats, they'll be able to get them checked, make sure they're properly installed, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yavapai Regional Medical Center has graciously volunteered to come out and set up install stations for car seats. Not only, so if you've got a car seat, they're going to check and verify, make sure it's installed properly, give you some pointers on that, make sure it's up to code. But they do have a limited number of car seats. They will be given away as well. So if you are in need of a car seat, come on out early, get in line, and we'll get you squared away.
And you have a lot of people who are making this possible, including Bike Prescott, Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Healthy Families of Arizona, the Prescott High School Cycling Team, the High Gear Bicycle Shop, Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority, Prescott Fire Department, and police agencies all around Northern Arizona, because they want to see you ride safely, because it's no fun if you can't be safe, is it?
No, absolutely not. So, again, we appreciate all of our sponsors and all the agencies that have stepped up to make this event possible. So, you know, without their important input in these kind of events, this might not happen. And it might be your kid that is involved in that serious crash out there.
So, we also want to give a shout out to our old friend Karen Russell, who has been a major part of the bike rodeo for many years. She has moved on from Mountain Valley Regional to, I believe, Home Care Assistance.
Yes.
And we'll be talking to her on the show next week. But she will also be at the bike rodeo, won't she?
Yes, sir.
And she's an old veteran at this.
Yes. And so we've kind of collaborated with them and area agencies and kind of worked out a lot of the skills that we have built upon. And not only that, you know, they're huge advocates as far as wearing a helmet properly to prevent that traumatic brain injury. That's just so big and so important that kids are wearing that important safety equipment. So,
and, you know, more and more cities and small towns have become aware of more bicyclists in such a way that we now see far more separate bike lanes, which are tremendously helpful. I grew up in my hometown of St. Louis. We had a terrible obstacles in so many busy streets. We had parallel storm drains, which were parallel to the curb, just waiting to eat up that front wheel.
Yeah.
And when you're going 30 miles an hour and your wheel goes down into a sewer grate, you're going to go flying and probably land on a curb. So I'm glad after a few lawsuits, of course, they finally learned and they stopped doing that. But what are some of the other things do you think that Prescott, Prescott Valley, other Northern Arizona communities can do to promote bike safety?
Well, I think by partnering, number one, to have events like this, you know, the educational aspect is really big. And I know it's a hot topic with the mayor of Prescott and Prescott Valley as well, as far as, you know, building that infrastructure in there and getting the right people at the table to have these meaningful conversations and build that infrastructure, improve upon existing, and then plan for the future. I think that's everyone's goal, is to make it more user-friendly for everyone, not just a select group. But to get all those people at the table, the stakeholders, is one of the big things. And they're big on that. So they've been a real blessing. So.
And we also want to mention Matt Force, Building Healthier Communities. They will also be out there for the bike rodeo. Tell us once again when and where for the big free bike rodeo.
Saturday, September 14th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. we will be out there. So if you arrive early, feel free to stop over at the Farmers Market, which is on Yavapai College campus, and then bring the kids' bikes and the kiddos and jump over to the bike rodeo and have a good time.
And say hello to Deputy Do-Right for me.
Yes, sir. Thanks again,
Officer DJ. Jake Jackson with the Yavapai County Police Department. Thanks so much for joining us today and for what you do for the community. Stay tuned. We're going to talk to April Manchester Miller about Anything Goes. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, the Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. Diamondbacks, visit the New York Mets today at 4 on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Each day, this town wakes up to new possibilities, and Sparklight High-Speed Internet is right there with you. Now get 100 megs for only $45 a month for 6 months. Call 855-808-2737 for fast, reliable internet. Plus, you can add unlimited data. Stream on multiple devices, all at the same time, any time of day. Cable One is now Sparklight. Call 855-808-2737 or visit sparklight.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:22, and it's a shame this is radio, not television, because if you could see April Manchester Miller right here with me, you'd go, I know her, because you've been involved in how many shows, April?
I don't even know how many. I couldn't count them, but I can tell you it has been 38 years with Prescott Fine Arts / Prescott.
Wow, isn't that something? So you were basically an embryo when you started, correct?
God bless you, yes. Yes, I was. I would listen. Yeah, I was
sure.
Baby Jesus.
Hey, I always ask people with a PCA about this. Do you remember your very first time on stage?
My very first time on stage.
In front of an audience.
There or ever?
Ever.
Yes.
What happened? What was it? What show? Kind of show was it?
It was a school production, mm-hmm. and we were doing. It was like a tribute to military, and I was in probably the second grade, and I was one of the younger kids in the second grade. I skipped mm-hmm. a grade.
Okay.
And I played. I played the young woman in love with the soldier who was coming home from the Civil War, mm-hmm. and I was already a theater nerd. And I made sure that we went to Goodwill and got one of those calico dresses that looked period. And
sure.
I was just completely bullied my entire life because of it. But it was soldier, soldier, won't you marry me?
Aww.
With your musket, fife, and drum.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And your character was about how old?
My character was probably 18 or 19.
Mm-hmm. And you were how old?
Six.
now that's expanding your role quite a bit there. That's nice to hear.
Yes.
But do you remember the very first time you heard or saw an audience reaction to your performance?
The very first time I heard or saw
applause or laughter or... Because I understand from a lot of child actors, that's when you can see the aura come over them going, oh, this is cool.
Well, the very first time that I saw a reaction,
yeah.
it wasn't a real audience, but I was giving a performance in my driveway.
In your driveway?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was probably 4 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I put shows on in the driveway. On a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was driving by, and they were like, what is wrong with that child?
Of course. Of course. So that born was, to perform, yeah, weren't you?
Exactly. That was the first reaction. Yeah.
It's the roar of the grease paint, the smell of the crowd, right?
Exactly.
Tell us about what's coming up with Anything Goes. Tell us about the show first.
It is a wonderful Cole Porter show.
Oh, Cole Porter, my goodness, yeah.
All of the wonderful songs that you know, that you know, that you don't know, yeah, that when you hear them, you're going to go,
yeah,
oh, I love that,
yeah,
song.
Yeah.
From the 30s, set on a ship, the USS, no, the SS American, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's love, it's intrigue. There are gangsters and gun malls and nightclub singers and her entourage and lords and ladies and people from all walks of life and all of them intermingling and getting
sure
in trouble, and there's just shenanigans, and it's fun and it's happy, and it is such a wonderful detour from everyday life. It's a, mm-hmm, it's a fabulous, fun escape. You can come into the sacred sanctuary of the PCA building, mm-hmm, and just forget about everything for
sure
a couple of hours, and
sure
hopefully we can transport you to a completely different place, and it's just so much fun. And mm-hmm the cast is incredible. There are veteran actors, there are beginning actors who have never stepped foot on the stage before, and they are doing amazing things. One of the principal players is a 15-year-old young man, and he is phenomenally gifted.
No kidding.
Oh, he sings and he dances, and his acting is just out there. It's like, who are you? Where did
yeah,
you come
where'd you come from?
Yes.
You're a ringer, aren't you? You were right sent here from another comedy troupe, weren't you?
Yeah.
Tell us about your character.
My character is Reno Sweeney, and she is a nightclub singer who was formerly an evangelist. So, yeah, it's kind of me wrapped up in this role. It's mm-hmm kind of crazy. Typecasting, I don't know. But she's strong because she's had to fight the world, basically, to make her way. Nothing
yeah
has been easy. But she's also soft and, am I allowed to say sexy on the air?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And, but she doesn't take guff. And she's friends with people from the quote-unquote underworld of, you know, prohibition, the mm-hmm gangsters and the gun runners. And
this sounds like it has a little bit of Guys and Dolls and Damon Runyon running through it, doesn't it?
Kind of does. It yeah kind of does,
yeah,
yes.
With maybe an Art Deco background because of the 1930s and Cole Porter.
Well, you would think, only it's on a ship.
Oh, well, true, yeah.
So
sure
the set is mm-hmm aboard the ship.
Yeah.
And the set is fantastic, created mm-hmm by Ed Gates
mm-hmm
and Sandy Vernon, our director. And so they've done a wonderful job with that.
You know, with the wonderful sets I've seen for the PCA shows, if I could donate a big chunk of money to the PCA, I would have them install a great big stage curtain.
Oh.
So, you know, you're sitting there before the show and you're conversing and stuff, and then it's showtime. The lights come down and the curtain opens and you can hear the collective gasp.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
It would be.
Oh.
It would be. I have been fortunate enough to be a part of many of those productions that you're talking
mm-hmm
about, where it is just phenomenal what these directors have created in their minds and brought to fruition through
mm-hmm
the stage crew who builds these sets. And you're going, how on earth did they do that? And there are moving parts, and they spin, and they flip. And in that tiny, tiny space, they make a completely different world with all these different levels and dimensions.
Yeah.
And it is kind of sad that you walk in and you see it.
You're already exposed to it,
right,
yeah. You don't have that wow
yeah
factor right away.
Yeah, yeah, that curtain would be
yeah
like,
wouldn't it be wonderful?
Oh, that would be, I got
oh
goosebumps
gosh
thinking
yeah
that would be such a wow moment.
You know, with all the different kinds of shows you've been involved in for so many years, I grew up in a town that has the world's largest outdoor performing stage, the Municipal Opera in Forest Park in St. Louis,
mm,
with 11,000 seats, about 1,500 which are free for every performance, by the way. And I was on there one time with the stage. He was the costume wardrobe master. And I'm on the stage looking around going, how in the world on a stage this big do you do your entrances and exits and keep the timing right? Do you have to adjust to a different stage when you start with a new show?
Every stage is, yes, absolutely different because backstage is different.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. Sure. Mm-hmm.
So where you are coming from, where your entrance is, if it's stage left, stage right, middle stage, upstage, back, you know, it, every single production, every theater, every backstage is different because you don't know where you're coming from. If you're coming from a trap door, so you're basing it on the cue of the actor who's on the stage.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, a music cue. And if you cannot hear that cue, boom.
Yeah. And everything is off.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, it can be a walking entrance. It can be a talking entrance. It can be a singing entrance. You may be doing something before you even get onto the stage, or you're heard before you're seen. And you can have 2 feet, you can have 20 feet, you can have 200 feet before you get there.
You still got to hit your marks, don't you?
Absolutely correct.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And of course, if you're a kid growing up watching Saturday morning cartoons, you're hearing Snagglepuss going, exit, stage left.
Exactly.
Remember those days?
I love him.
Wasn't that something?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So of all the shows you performed in, what were some of your favorites?
I would have to say high points would be Les Miserables, just recently with Don Langford. The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Sure.
And this one, Anything Goes, because oddly enough, this is my first lead role.
You're kidding me. After all these plays?
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Do you sing in this one, too?
I do.
You do?
I sing, I dance, I act.
Wow. You're a triple threat?
I am a multi-threat.
There you are.
I play instruments. I do hair and makeup, costuming.
You are a theater nerd, aren't you?
Indeed.
My goodness gracious.
Oh, indeed.
Have you ever done Shakespeare?
I have.
Which Shakespeare shows have you done?
I've done Taming of the Shrew. I have done Macbeth.
You said the word. But we're not in a theater, so I guess it's okay, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. I was worried there for a minute. I thought you'd be saying the Scottish play or the Scottish tragedy. Okay, that's okay.
No. I'm allowed to say that.
Okay.
I'm not in
You're not in the theater. Okay.
No.
Very good. Have you ever seen the movie The Dresser with Albert Finney and Tom Courtenay?
Oh, yes.
Wasn't that something where Finney's starting to lose it, the grand lion of the London stage, and they're performing these shows during World War II? You can hear bombs bursting around. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Incredible.
But that is, like you described, come out and see it. That is an escape from every day, isn't it?
Yes. Oh,
hey, I meant to ask you, too, with this music being from Cole Porter, have you ever seen the movie De Lovely with Kevin Kline as Cole Porter?
You know, I think I have. I cannot definitively say that I have, but I think I have.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because you mentioned that you'll hear a lot of songs in this stage show where you go, oh, my gosh, yes. It'll bring back so many memories. Well, in the movie, Kevin Kline portrayed Cole Porter, and even though it's about a 1930s music legend, they brought in contemporary singers like Alanis Morissette, people like that, to do his compositions. And because you performed at a lot of shows, and I assume a lot of musicals, you can see how sometimes maybe a 15-year-old actor like the one you described is doing music from 80 years ago. And what a history lesson and a culture lesson it must be for them to cross all these generations.
Yes, and that is something that we try to engender at the Prescott Center for the Arts is mentorism and making sure that the education that these kids are getting when they're coming up is pure and true. And it's not just, hey, let's all get together and do something cool you know, be famous, quote unquote. Nobody's really famous.
Yeah.
It's not what it's cracked up to be. But learning about what you're doing, why you're doing it, what's behind it, and everything that goes into it. What are the terms? I mean, there are phrases that are being used in the libretto of this particular play that are like, what on earth is that?
Yeah.
Well, you have to learn what that is because you're saying it.
That's right.
Don't just say the words.
Uh-huh.
Learn what that is and live it.
Or you can do it method-wise and just live it for the whole weekend, right?
You could do that, and then I'll kick you in the teeth.
There you go.
You're not being true to the form. You know?
That's true. That's very true. So when it comes, you know, isn't it great, though, if you can bring in some young actors because, you know, they think, well, they want to be on stage and be in front of people. But you learn a lot of life lessons working with a troupe in a theater play, don't you?
Absolutely.
For one, you got to be on time.
Yep.
You got to know your role.
Yep.
You got to know your lines.
Yep.
And you got to be on time for your entrances and your exits. And like we said before, hit your marks, right?
Hit your marks, absolutely. And be quiet backstage.
Please be quiet backstage.
Yeah, that,
and that's...
Yeah. If you're really trying to learn the craft, mm-hmm. then you need to rehearse being quiet and rehearse being in character backstage.
Yeah.
Because those of us who've been doing it forever, we can't stay in character backstage if
right.
you're playing Tickle Tickle
mm-hmm.
or whatever it is that you're yeah. doing. It's like, oh, I'm breaking character and I'm going to blow my lines when I get on stage.
That's
and
right.
when I get back
on because
stage,
you're distracting me.
Right. Yeah. I'll find you.
Have you ever directed a show?
I have not yet directed.
Ever one or two?
I think so. I think I'm going that direction.
See, when I lived in Los Angeles, I used to haunt the Samuel French bookstore, which is a showbiz
mecca.
Oh my gosh. And one of my favorite shirts was a polo shirt that just said, "But what I really want to do is direct." The emblem of every actor, right?
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly.
Oh, good. So let me ask you one last question.
Sure.
When you watch with all of your experience and working with different actors, different directors, when you watch a movie or a TV show, how often do you roll your eyes and go, oh, goodness?
All of the time.
I bet you.
Yeah. I am like the world's worst editor. I'm always on to continuity.
Oh.
Right?
I used to subscribe to Premiere Magazine, which now has only an online presence. But Premiere Magazine has what they call the gaffe squad. People who spot continuity errors in them. Hello. Raise your hand, just like April's doing. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That and misspellings.
Uh-huh. Sure.
I'm the English police.
Really?
Yes.
Are you like me in the sense that you can open up a whole newspaper and all of a sudden your eye is automatically drawn to the one typo in the whole page?
Yes.
That's me.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd.
Yeah, and people, you know, I drive people nuts with it too. But and you get into people nowadays who live on their smartphones with autocorrect and everything, you know, and of course the shortened, contracted language they use, and language skills are going bye-bye, aren't they?
Right, not learning it, but I tell you what. You come to this particular musical,
yeah.
you are going to hear it correctly.
There you go.
You're going to learn it correctly. You're going to love it correctly.
And you're going to love April Manchester Miller's performance, too. Tell us when the performances are.
The show opens.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Thursday.
Overture, curtains, lights, this is it, the night of nights. Yeah,
oh,
Looney Tunes.
I don't even know the words to that. So it opens tomorrow, so it's going to run the 12th through the 29th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, with Sunday matinees, and then we're also going to have Wednesdays, I think it is the 18th and the 25th, if I'm not incorrect.
Well, people can find out by going online to pca-az.net.
Right.
They can also buy their tickets there, can't they?
They can. $25 and $18.
How do you beat that? That is April Manchester Miller. She's starring in Anything Goes at the PCA main stage, right? Not the little black box theater.
Not stage two.
There you go.
Main stage.
Main stage.
Woo-hoo!
Starring roles. Great to have you on the show. Thank you, April.
Thank you.
Stay tuned because we're going to take a break to look at local and state news and weather, followed by a chat with the children's books editor of the New York Times, Maria Russo. She has written a book called How to Raise a Reader. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Finley Toyota Prescott certified pre-owned vehicles are so close to the factory floor you can almost sniff the new car smell. Okay, that might be a reach, but the brand new Finley Toyota Prescott certified pre-owned lot is now open, and the selection is brilliant. Certified pre-owned starts with a thorough 160-point quality assurance inspection. Then, Toyota Certified Advantage brings you a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited comprehensive warranty, a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, a Carfax vehicle history report, a year of roadside assistance, and finance rates you normally only get on new cars. Since 1996, a certified pre-owned purchase provides peace of mind that only a Toyota factory-backed program can offer, with the confidence of new and the value of pre-owned. Over 5 million vehicles later, it's as strong as ever, showing the best new cars make the best certified pre-owned cars. Come see the brand new certified pre-owned selection, the smart alternative, from Finley Toyota Prescott and at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer. If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Wednesday the 11th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Two Pinal County Sheriff's deputies are recovering after being injured in a traffic accident in Queen Creek. Spokesperson Danny Bavaro says it happened around 2:30 this morning.
Two of our deputies were driving to a priority call. They had their lights on. As they were going into an intersection, unfortunately, another car hit them on the side.
Both deputies suffered minor injuries.
That stuff is still under investigation. Again, we're just happy that everybody's okay.
You were less than 2 hours away from live Diamondbacks baseball from Citi Field in New York as the D-backs take on the Mets in Game 3 of their four-game series, with the pregame show joined in progress at 4 o'clock, the first pitch at 4:10. Now, tomorrow's game is a breakfast baseball game with a 10 o'clock pregame show, a 10:10 first pitch on KQ&A. Sunny and breezy today, warming tomorrow after a very cool evening. Highs near 77 today, 84 tomorrow, 88 Friday and Saturday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Cooling after bedtime with clear skies to near 52. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a breezy, sunny 88 today, near 94 Thursday, 98 Friday and Saturday. Cooling late tonight to near 57, with a big cool down coming Tuesday. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Please be fire safe and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
25 years, a quarter century, and thousands of customers later, Northern Arizona Woodworking says thank you, Yavapai County, for making this 25-year anniversary possible. Bob Myers and the custom cabinet makers at Northern Arizona Woodworking love the smiles they bring to every home, garage, or office. Now with laminate, quartz, and granite countertops, your one-stop cabinet shop. Call 772-3779 or stop by the showroom on Laredo Drive in Prescott Valley. Cheers to the 25 years Northern Arizona Woodworking.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. In a world where so much is competing for a child's attention, how do you raise a reader? Well, in the book, How to Raise a Reader, leading book authorities Pamela Paul, who oversees all book coverage at the New York Times, and Maria Russo, the editor of children's books at the Times, they answer these urgent questions and a lot more in a beautifully illustrated book that's divided into four stages of childhood, from babies to teens, and filled with practical
practical tips, strategies at work, been there, wisdom, and inspirational advice. Maria Russo, welcome to the show. How do you raise a reader in a digital age?
Well, thanks for having me, first of all. Well, you know, we have a lot of different strategies in the book for raising a reader, but the overall message we want to tell people is that school is where your child is going to learn how to read, but home can be the place where your child learns how to love reading. So you want to be supporting that love of reading. You want to take off the pressure. So you don't want to be asking, you know, when is my kid going to start reading?
Mm-hmm.
Or what reading level is my kid on? You want to be saying things like, how can I help my kid want to read? So the questions you want to ask are like, what books does my kid love?
Mm-hmm.
How can I get those books into the house?
Why is it never too late for a child to develop a love of reading?
Well, you know, we talk to a lot of authors all the time, and it's the funny thing is, a lot of them say they weren't big readers as kids. So that is really a great thing to keep in mind, that reading is something you can pick up anytime. You know, lots of people read when they're kids. Lots of people don't pick it up till slightly later. Don't give up. You know, it's never too early, just like you want to be reading books to your baby before they mm-hmm. even know what you're saying, because that's good for them. That's good for their brain development. That's good for their emotional development. You also want to keep in mind that even your 10 and 12-year-old who maybe is saying, oh, I hate reading, I'm not a reader, they don't identify that way, that can change. So you want to be sure you're always ready to help them find the book they love. You know, often mm-hmm. a teenager who doesn't like books just hasn't found the books they love yet.
Do you find it's often true that someone who finds a love of reading in certain topics they can read eventually becomes specialists or fans of that genre, and that can lead to occupational choices?
It's really true. And, you know, I'm going to say one that might sound crazy, but right now we're having an explosion in graphic novels, illustrated
yeah.
books. So all those kids who love comics, that's actually a future career path now. It sounds
yeah.
crazy, but there's so many illustrated books now. Comics are really gaining in prestige. They're gaining in seriousness. People are realizing my kid reads comics. That means my kid's a reader.
Mm-hmm.
All those kids who doodle in the margins of their notebooks at school,
yep.
they could end up being cartoonists. They could end up being graphic novelists. You know, some of the great ones, Dave Pilkey was in, you know, who does the Captain Underpants books,
oh,
and the
yeah.
Dogman books, which
sure.
you've probably heard of.
Yeah.
You know, he spent his childhood being chastised and punished in school for drawing all over his pages. And now look at him.
I can recall as a young boy, my mother would notice me reading the back of the cereal box at the breakfast table. And I had a brother, I had an older brother who read me his comic strips and his comic books. That led to sports stories. And now I'm a big reader. So how do you organize your home in a way to encourage reading?
Well, this is one of these great statistics that we came across. There's a study that showed that just having books in your home
mm-hmm.
is linked with children becoming lifelong readers. So the first thing you can do is literally just have books at home. And, you know, this doesn't have to break the bank. This can be done pretty cheaply these days. There's books for pennies, you know, on the internet. There's used bookstores, yard sales, you know, school fundraising sales, all of these ways to get books into your home. They don't have to be perfect books. They don't have to be brand new books. Just have a lot of books in your home, and that helps your child to see reading as part of life. You know, see reading as something they can choose to do, and let them have their own bookshelf.
Mm-hmm.
This can be a really powerful thing for a kid to feel ownership over her own books and his own books, right? You know, kids
yeah.
are natural collectors.
Sure.
You know, they want to have a shelf. Even if it's just, you know, your home is crowded, even if it's just one shelf that's just her shelf or just his shelf, that's a point of pride and that's a point of identity. So all those things you do are helping to build your child's connection to reading and also just creating opportunity, right? We all have a lot of things pulling our attention away. You can always pick up your phone. You could always turn on the TV. But are there books in the room
yeah.
that your kid could pick up and read? So help
mm-hmm.
them that way.
As the children's book editor of the New York Times Book Review, what determines which books get reviewed in print and which don't?
well, that's my job. All the publishers send me every children's book that gets published, mm-hmm. and I have to sort through them all and pick the ones to review. So it's a great job. I get to see all the amazing books. We're really in a golden age of children's books. The books are so much better than when we were growing up, I have to tell you. So I just really, and I keep in mind, every kid is a different kind of reader, has different tastes.
Sure.
People come from different ethnic backgrounds, different racial backgrounds, different religious backgrounds. I try to keep books in the mix that represent all the kids out there. Mm-hmm. So that we can always be recommending a book that some parent can say, oh, that's the right kid for my book. You know, some kids like fantasy. Some kids want to escape into a whole nother universe. Some kids want Harry Potter. They want all that kind of book. And some kids really want to read about the real world.
Sure.
And some kids want nonfiction. I try to also keep nonfiction in the mix. You know, mm-hmm. lots of boys, maybe the reason they're not reading is because they don't really want to escape into a story. They want fact books. You know, they like statistics and they like history and all of that. I try to keep that in the mix too.
And going back again to when I started, I became a history buff and a news buff by reading the daily paper every single day. That was my nonfiction.
Great. That's great. And now, unfortunately, you know, there's fewer and fewer newspapers.
Yeah.
Probably fewer kids are reading newspapers. But do you remember that Jeopardy champion who talked about his strategy?
Yeah, Ken Jennings.
He said, I read children's books, children's nonfiction books, because they get right to the point.
Yep.
They're full of facts. They're easy to read, and they're fun to read. So maybe that's what kids have today instead of maybe the daily newspaper habit that their parents had. They have lots of great nonfiction books out there,
mm-hmm.
but you have to help them find them, and you have to get them into your house.
And kids of all ages and their parents will love the book How to Raise a Reader by Pamela Paul and Maria Russo. How can our listeners learn more about you and about Pamela and get a copy of How to Raise a Reader?
Well, How to Raise a Reader is for sale everywhere. It's, you know, obviously Amazon. Barnes & Noble has a great giveaway. There, if you buy it from Barnes & Noble, you get a free poster by one of our amazing artists, Sierra Brosgall, so aimed at kids between 8 and 12. All the indie bookstores are also a great place to buy it. I'm on Twitter, Maria Russo, NYT. You can also always go to our New York Times books website, nytimes.com. Click on books and children's books. There's lots of reviews and essays and stories about books and children's books.
And we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Wish you continued success in your publishing.
Thank you so much. This is great.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Friends, let me tell you a true story about family tradition. The Gettles household name began back in the late 1920s when we became heating and cooling pioneers during the Great Depression. Fast forward to 1987 here in central and northern Arizona, my grandsons, Adam and Ted Gettle, founded Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and have built their business on doing the right thing for customers, just like we've always done, utilizing industry-leading technology and, most importantly, a highly trained group of caring folks. Gettle's has become the name to trust for premium heating, air conditioning, and plumbing installation and service. Yep, it's always been about people. Let Gettle's provide solutions for your comfort, and we thank you kindly.
Call Gettles at 772-2751 for a complimentary evaluation of your heating and cooling or plumbing. Or visit GettlesHDM.com to see more about their products and services. Doing air conditioning and plumbing right. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
You're simply the best.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company, because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Boy, there are some great movies coming out. Boy, there are some great movies coming out very soon at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona, because this is that time of year when the studios release their very best stuff, hoping to get Oscar nominations. That way they're nice and fresh in the Oscar voters' minds. Starting this weekend at the Harkins Theaters here, we have Hustlers with Jennifer Lopez. We have The Goldfinch with Nicole Kidman. That's the movie about the art museum explosion and a valued painting that has special meaning to a survivor. Also, the movie Official Secrets, about a British scandal that stars Keira Knightley. And After the Wedding, a really mysterious film about a humanitarian who is drawn back from Africa to an event in New York to meet her great benefactor. Why is he offering so much money, and what is in it for him? So, good movies coming up soon at the Harkins Theater. Also coming up the next couple of months, Downton Abbey, Charlie's Angels, The Current War, about the battle between Thomas Edison and George Westinghouse, Frozen 2, Little Women, Jumanji, The Next Level, Joker, of course, that's getting a lot of buzz, Terminator, Dark Fate, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, Judy, about the last year of Judy Garland, so many good films. Hey, if you like breakfast, baseball, and football, there's good news. Tomorrow, the Diamondbacks and Mets meet with a pregame show, joined in progress at 10 a.m., and the first pitch at 10:10. Then this Sunday, our sister station, Cattle Country, KDDL, has the Gridiron Griddle going for them, with breakfast this Sunday as the Arizona Cardinals fly to Baltimore to take on the Ravens, with the pregame show on Cattle Country at 9 o'clock, the kickoff at 10 o'clock this Sunday, while, of course, tomorrow, KQ&A airs the Diamondbacks game from the Diamondbacks game from Citi Field. Also a game tonight is starting up in just over an hour, in fact, a 4 o'clock start time with the pregame show, Diamondbacks and Mets. Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, baseball at 4, and then join me tomorrow with my guests, the Girly Girls, Joelle Gall and Jennifer Harvey, about their brand new CD release. That's Q&A Thursday at 2, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.